And here's our South Florida Arts Beat entertainment calendar. And we welcome back Andy Newman of the Florida Keys and Key West Tourism Council. Andy, please tell me how fabulous it is in the Florida Keys.
It's just so fabulous.
I want to hear about it.
Yes, you do. Let's talk about the events coming up in the fabulous Florida Keys. First of all, through October 30th, Ed, A Sense of Place down in Key West is an exhibition of the late Richard Kimball. All of his artworks, woodcuts, sculptures, ink on paper, collages, oil pastels, all being staged at the historic Gatto Building, 1100 Simonton Street, and organized by the Florida Keys Council of the Arts. Now, tomorrow night, Saturday, in Key Largo at the Bayside Grill, guitarist Todd Sharpeville will be performing. He's from London, England. He's absolutely one of the top soulful blues guitarists in the world. He's open for artists all across the musical spectrum, from Bo Diddley to Joe Cocker to B.B. King. On Sunday, the South Florida Symphony presenting the Chamber Music Series. That'll be at the studios of Key West beginning at 7 o'clock in the evening. Now, Monday is World Oceans Day, and the Coral Restoration Foundation is hosting its first ever Plantapalooza. What are we talking about? We're talking about wanting to plant 1,000 staghorn corals on reefs in the upper Florida Keys. There's a couple spots available, by the way, so check that out. Key West Pride Fest begins on June 10th and continues through the 14th. All types of different events. By the way, the dedication of a brand new rainbow crosswalk in Key West at Duval and Petronia Street. That's set for Wednesday the 14th. And another highlight, the finals of the Key West Stoli Cocktail Challenge. That'll be next Saturday. Antonia's Dinner Concert, presenting the classical guitarist Matteo. That'll be June 11th, 18th, and 25th at 615 Duval Street. Got fish identification classes up in Key Largo. That's a June 11th, 18th, and July 2nd. I have opportunities to join Allison and Carlos Estape at the Reef Headquarters for interactive fish behavior and identification classes. Now on June 13th, talking about fish, it's the Florida Keys Community College Swim Around Key West. You can either enter as a long-distance solo swimmer or relay teams of 2 to 6 people. June 18th to the 21st down in Key West, the Key West Africana Festival, an opportunity to explore music, art, and Key West Afro-Caribbean culture during a 3-day destination retreat that will be focusing on thought, culture, and wellness. On June 18th in Alamorada, the Moradaway Arts and Cultural District presents its monthly Third Thursday Art Walk. That stage, between 6:30 and 9:30 p.m., it's free admission. And, of course, that art walk is held on the third Thursday of each month. In Key West, back we go. On June 20th, the 9th annual Midsummer's Night Dream and Spectacle, a new venue this year, the Fort East Martello Tower at 3501 South Roosevelt Boulevard, a night of artistic expression, music, feasting, dancing, singing, and even theatrical antics. And on that same night, up in Alamorada, at the Beers, Blues, and Barbecue Festival from 5 to 9 p.m. They'll be at the Post Garden Beach Resort and Marina. Red Barn Theater, July 1st through the 21st, down in Key West, presenting the Key West Summer Stage. A number of different productions, including A Streetcar Named Desire, Life and Death, and the brand new Key West Radio Theater. Also in Key West, July 3rd to 5th, the Key Lime Festival. A wacky Miss Key Lime pageant, pie-eating, cooking contest, anything about Key Lime, you'll find it at the event. And by the way, this July 4th Mile High Key Lime pie-eating contest, move over New York's Nathan Hot Dog Eating Contest, we've got the Key Lime pie-eating contest.
Yeah.
That same weekend, at the Marathon, July 3rd to the 5th, the Marathon Super Bowl Offshore Grand Prix. High-speed offshore powerboat racing returns to Marathon in the Middle Keys. And we have a cavalcade of July 4th festivities to talk about. It begins up in Key Largo on July 4th, the 40th annual 4th of July parade that's being staged by the Key Largo Chamber of Commerce. That gets rolling at 10 o'clock in the morning. There's a fireworks show on Blackwater Sound that evening up in Key Largo. In Alamorada, two events, the Independence Day celebration. That'll be at Founders Park, mile marker 87 on Plantation Key. Party running from 6 to 9:30 p.m. Also in Alamoara, the Independence Day celebration at the Post Garden Beach Resort and Marina. In Marathon, the Marathon Beach Party and Fireworks Show. That begins at 10:30 in the morning with a parade from Marathon High School on Sombrero Beach Road. A big free admission picnic at Sombrero Beach. Day-long celebration, all ending with fireworks. Big Pine in the Lower Keys celebrate 4th of July's fireworks at the Big Pine Community Park. And in Key West, the 31st annual Hospice of the Florida Keys and Visiting Nurse Association picnic at the Casa Marina Resort and Beach Club. And that's located at 1500 Reynolds Street. Celebration begins at 5 o'clock in the evening, and at 9 o'clock, fireworks courtesy of the Key West Rotary Club. And two more July events, Ed, real quick. First of all, the July 11th, 31st Annual Underwater Music Festival at Lou Key Reef off the Lower Keys. And, of course, the July 21st through 26th Key West Hemingway Day celebration, the Running of the Bulls, the short story competition, the Key West Marlin Tournament, and, of course, the ever-popular Ernest Hemingway Papa Lookalike Contest at Sloppy Joe's Bar. Much more details on these and many other events in the fabulous Florida Keys on the Florida Keys website, flakeys.com.
Andy Newman is the man in the know with the Florida Keys and Key West Tourism Council. Thank you, Andy. Have a great weekend.
You have a great weekend as well, Ed.
And we'd like to let you know that the month of June is Caribbean American Heritage Month, and in celebration, the Galleon Foundation with the Lauderhill Regional Chamber of Commerce and the City of Lauderhill, present the Greater Fort Lauderdale Caribbean Village Music, Arts, Food, and Wellness Festival Sunday, June 14th from noon to 9 p.m. at Central Broward Regional Park, 3700 Northwest 11th Place in Lauderhill. That's the corner of 441 and Sunrise Boulevard. So much, a welcome parade, live Caribbean music, food, arts, crafts, celebrity cook-off, kids zone, health and wellness pavilion. That's Sunday, June 14th. And that's today's edition of South Florida Arts Beat. We hope you enjoyed the show. I'm Ed Bell, producer and host. Our theme was composed by Mike Levine and performed by Mike and Sam Levine. Paul Leary is our online producer. Andy Wagner, our technical director. We'd like to thank our contributors today as well, Chris DeAngelis, Norman Van Aken, and Andy Newman. Please call us with your comments at 305-995-2258. You can fax us your event information to 305-995-2221 or email it to us at info@wlrn.org. We'd like to hear from you. Monday at this time, Topical Currents with hosts Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman, Monday at 1 o'clock. Have yourself a great weekend, and please keep your dial set right here to 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM, NPR for the Florida Keys. Until next time, this is Ed Bell saying bye-bye. Enjoy.